What to do when you are stuck with God. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 47. In last week's episode, number 46, we looked at more reasons why we need a specific place for study. I'd love to know how you're getting on with that. So I've had a good couple of weeks now of study, putting into practice the things we talked about in episodes 45 and 46, closing the door to my study area, turning off my phone, putting it out of sight, using Bluetooth headphones, noise-cancelling headphones, special music, and a few other things. So it's been good for me. There have been the odd day when I've not done those things, and I have found it harder to be in a state of study flow. So I wonder how you're doing with that. Anyway, that's been the last couple of weeks. This week, let's talk about what to do when you're stuck in your relationship with God. You know the feeling. We've all been there. I have many times, and I suppose I will be again, and so will you. So what is it that will get us out of our rut? Well, one thing we can be sure of is that we cannot stay shallow. Equally, we dare not become introspective, sort of getting lost inside and mulling over things. And perhaps a change of perspective will help. What about this perspective? You see, we're not really trying to go deeper into ourselves, right? We're attempting to go deeper into God. I like the way that Richard Foster puts it in his book, Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home, and I'll put the link to that book on the show notes. He says this, I do not mean to turn inward by becoming ever more introspective, nor do I mean to turn inward in hopes of finding within ourselves some special inner strength or an inner saviour who will deliver us. Vain search. No, it is not a journey into ourselves that we are undertaking, but a journey through ourselves so that we can emerge from the deepest level of the self into God. So he's enunciating a direction to our deeper search. That's right, I think. We emerge into God. In other words, we take action, prayer and Bible study and whatever we do in the spiritual disciplines, we take action and then discover that the faith involved in that action brings the reward of a renewed connection with God. You see, it's so important to remember that a relationship with God is not in its essence a concept or a feeling. It's something built by our faithful and faith-filled actions. Confidence comes from action. I heard someone talk about this recently on a podcast I was listening to. You're not going to get any more confidence than you currently have until you take action on something. And that's true of just about everything in life. But it's also true in the spiritual life. Confidence with God grows as we take action. It's always been thus, hasn't it? Jesus said in John 7:17, anyone who chooses to do the will of God, chooses to do the will of God, will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. The faithful of Hebrews chapter 11 are commended for taking action. For example, Noah. Hebrews 11 verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, what did he do? Built an ark to save his family. And then we've got Abraham, as mentioned in James chapter 2. He's held up as the example of faithful action. You see, says James, that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. So if we want to grow in depth and intimacy with God, then we need to take action. Pray often. Read God's word often. Now, have you heard of something called the examine? Perhaps it would be helpful to experiment with the examine when you feel stuck in your relationship with God. It's summed up well in its essence by Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Let me read that for us. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So the prayer of examine consciously invites God to reveal truth in us, rather like the psalmist is asking for there. Search me, know me, test me, know my anxious thoughts, see if there's any offensive way in me. That's what we're asking God to do, consciously come in and reveal the truth that is in us. The revelation of truth is often a startling stimulus, but it's a startling stimulus to growth. We don't know what we will discover when we pray this kind of prayer. So as a result, we need to deal with the fear of what might be turned up when this happens. And again, in Richard Foster's book, he acknowledges this and inserts, well, for example, this prayer at the end of his chapter on the topic. The prayer reads like this. Precious Saviour, why do I fear your scrutiny? Yours is an examine of love. Still, I am afraid of what may surface. Even so, I invite you to search me to the depths so that I may know myself and you in full measure. Amen. Now, that's a helpful prayer to pray when you're asking God to reveal more, to take you deeper. So why not pray that prayer and then practice one of four suggested methods I have here for going deeper with God. Four simple things, simple but profound things you could do. Firstly, meditate on a scripture. Not a long passage, perhaps just a couple of verses, like the first two or three verses from Psalm 62, which I've been doing myself over the last week. Meditate on scripture. Number two, secondly, you could just pray the Lord's Prayer. It's an oldie but a goodie, you could say. Luke chapter 11, verses 2-4. Pray through the Lord's Prayer, slowly and with a heart of wishing to learn. Thirdly, you could pray through the Ten Commandments. Have a look at Exodus chapter 20, verses 1-17, and pray through them. Perhaps just pray one a day or pray through all of them. But pray through the Ten Commandments. Fourthly, you could pray through the Beatitudes or meditate on the Beatitudes, perhaps all of them, or again, just one of them per day. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 3-12. Have a look at those Beatitudes. Try one of these four. Pray the prayer that Richard Foster writes about being open to God, and then either meditate on Scripture, pray the Lord's Prayer, pray through the Ten Commandments, or pray through or meditate on one or more of the Beatitudes and see what you find. Try one of these. Try it for a period of time, for a week or a month, and note what you learn. Note what God reveals, and let me know how it goes. So what happened when you took action on one of these ideas? Were some of them easier than others? If so, what might that mean? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. Give us a like, give us a review in iTunes, if you possibly could, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you would be interested in some coaching in the spiritual disciplines, then you can find me on coach.me. Just type in my name or MCCX and you should find me there. Or you can find the link on my blog. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times, going deeper with God using the examine. Until then, take care and God bless.